Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Thank you, Yahweh, we bless you. Thank you. We bless your name. We adore you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Can we lift our hands to Him? Just thank Him. Bless His name. Just worship Him. Thank Him, just thank Him, thank Him. We bless you, we thank you, we hallow your name. We adore you. Thank you. We bless your name.
Kadosh, Kadosh. You are mighty, oh Lord. You reign, you ancient Zion's King. Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty.
One that deserve our praise. The ancient of this.
Mighty on the throne.
We bless you.
You are mighty on your throne. are mighty, you are mighty on your throne. You are mighty on your throne. You are mighty on your throne. You are mighty on. You are mighty, mighty on your throne. You are mighty on your throne. You are mighty on.
We hallow your name, we honor your name, we bless your name. Thank you.
You ancient Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh,
we bless you. We honor your name. Thank you. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Can you put the first hand on?
You are God all by yourself. What you say, yes, you will do. There is no other way.
Wait, can you welcome somebody to church this morning? Abi, it's evening, Abi. The weather makes it look like morning. Welcome somebody to church. Welcome somebody now. Welcome to church. Can we open our Bible to Luke chapter 10? Let's read from verse 17 and make this the foundation and the basis of our prayers and our command this evening. We thank you. Can you help me take it?
You are God all by yourself. What you say? Yes, we will do. There is no other God like you.
Can we take it together?
You are God. You are all by yourself. What you say, yes, you will. There is other God like you. You are God all by yourself. by yourself what you say you will do. There is no other God like you. One more time, you are God all by yourself. All by yourself, what you say, you will do.
We bless you. Watch over your word to keep it. What you say you will do, Lord. Watch over your word to keep on our behalf. In the name of Jesus.
There is no other God like you, Adonai. You are God all by yourself. What you say, that's what you do. There is no other God like you, Adonai. Oh Lord, you are God all by yourself. What you say, that's what you do.
Thank you, Lord.
There is no other God like you, Adonai.
We bless you. Luke 10, let's take from verse 17. The 72, if you read from verse 1, Jesus sent 72 people out with authority, and the 72 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. I want us to reach together. Let's go from 17. Let's go slowly. Let's go. The 72. I can't hear you. With joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us. Remember that was the title of our program today, is Victory Over Demonic Losses. And they came back and said, the demons themselves were subject to them. That means the effect and the consequences of the actions of demons can be subjected to you when you take authority. Do you understand what I'm talking about? They came back. So you will go back home today and be able to say joyfully, the demons were subjected to us. Are we here? Go to verse 18. And he said to them, read together, let's go. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. So the power behind those losses, we have seen them fall from heaven already. Number one, they are subjected to us, and their master has fallen like lightning from at the twinkling of an eye. You know lightning. At the twinkling of the eye, he has fallen. Verse 19. Behold, behold, what is the meaning of I have given you? Are you waiting for it or you have it already? So you are going to pray today like somebody that has authority already. A man with authority does not beg. A man with authority exercises his authority and brings command based on authority. Listen, when the president says something, most of the time he doesn't go back to look for it, whether it has been done or not. Because he's a man with authority. And he knows nobody dare not do what he has asked to be done. So we are going to speak with authority against every demonic losses. Why? Because the demons are subject to us. Devil has fallen like lightning from heaven. And number three, we have been given authority. Let's read together. Behold, I have given you authority to tread
on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies. Or to lift your right hand on, say, I come by the authority in the name of Jesus. Say, I come by the authority in the word of the Lord. Say, I come by the authority in the blood of Jesus. Say, I come by the authority of the Holy Spirit. Everything I say today, it shall come to pass. What I bind is bound. What I lose is loose. In the name of Jesus. Say, I come today. I come today. I come today. By the authority. I come by the authority of Christ. I come by the authority of Christ. I come by the authority. In the name of Jesus. I come. In the name of, I come by the authority. In the name of, I come and I exercise authority. In the name of Jesus. I come and I exercise authority. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You are going to speak with authority. The authority we are using is not our own. And that is why it's called authority. Authority is a delegated power. The president's authority came from election. That through election, we delegated the powers of this country to him. When he starts being president, he can't use that authority again. Because we have now delegated the authority, the power, to another person. So it is not the one that exercises the authority. It is the one that delegated the authority. You see, no matter the size of a policeman, if he stands at a junction, if a trailer is coming, even if he looks legge-legge, you know, understand legge-legge, not like me, much more slimmer than me, and he does his line like this, what does the trailer do? It will stop. It is not the size of a policeman. It is the fact that as a country, we have delegated authority to police to do something. And based on the authority we have given police, he wears a uniform and raises his hand. When the policeman raises his hand, everything around the country, all the powers of the country are for the policeman. Do you understand? Under normal circumstances, if he's not wearing uniform and you meet him in the corner, you can deal with him. But as long as he's in uniform, he is under authority and he has authority. So when we're taking authority over issues, don't say, small me. Before I say something and something happens, so it has something to do with you. It has something with the tool, with the person that gave you authority. Do you understand this simple thing? Do you understand? Okay, you are going to pray. Lift your right hand up. Say, I take authority over every demonic force in the name of Jesus. Say, I take authority over every demonic losses in my life. I come. I say, let every loss come to an end in my life. I take authority in the name of Jesus. I come in the name of Jesus. And I take authority over every demonic losses in the name of Jesus. I come in the name of Jesus. And I take authority over every demonic losses in the name of Jesus. I take authority over every demonic losses in my life. I come in the name of Jesus. And I take authority over demonic losses in the name of Jesus. Matakata lebo koria kada. Ereke lebo koria kada. Repeke ria kada dada. Mazataka ria kadere lebo. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Give me verse 17 again. Verse 17. I personally feel these are elementary teachings of the word of God. And many of us are not versed in it. And we just look at it. Can we look at it again? Read again. He said, Lord, even the demons are subject to us. So we are taking authority in the name of, are you ready? Say, in the name of Jesus. Say, every satanic loss in my life, they come to an end today In the name of Jesus. Can I pray? Can you pray in the name of Jesus? Say, I come in the name of Jesus. And I decree today, by the authority vested in me, by the name of Jesus, let the satanic losses come to an end, 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 come to an end. In the name of Jesus, I come in the name of Jesus, and I take authority over every demonic losses worrying over my life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can I say, losses are over. In the name of Jesus. Say, I come in the name of Jesus, and I take authority over every losses in my life. And I say, from today, they are over. They are over. And by the authority, in the name of Jesus, the losses are over. The losses are over. The losses are over. Their losses are over. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Look at Lamazi, Dagaria. Stretch forth your hand there. Stretch forth your hand there. Every altar of losses raised because of you, we stand here in the name of Jesus. He said, if two of you shall agree concerning anything, he said, it shall be done. We stand here together in agreement with an authority. In the name of Jesus, and we decree every altar of losses raised for anybody here, let the altar crumble. We take authority over those altars. In the name of Jesus, we make the altars impotent. We render them impotent. We render them useless. In the name of Jesus, every effect of any water against your life, that effect is neutralized today. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. Now, let's continue from where I stopped the other time. There will be taking authority. That's the style today. We'll just be taking authority in the name of Jesus against all the forces. That's the first forces I want us to look at is the forces of dryness. It just blows dryness. Suddenly, everything changes. You know the time of Ramadan. Whatever you like, do. The northeast, whatever wind, I remember they taught us in geography. Northeast something wind will blow it. Whatever is green, suddenly dries up. Before you know it, everywhere is brown. Why? It is that season for dryness. But we are going to take authority over every dryness. Are we ready? So your finances can be good today and tomorrow. Dryness. Do you know the number of people that were doing very well until the wind of COVID blew and blew away their business? And now there is dryness. Let's look at this quickly. Joel chapter 1, 10 to 13. And we take authority over every force of dryness in my life. I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. He said, the fields are destroyed. The ground mourns because the grain is destroyed. The wine dries up. The oil languishes. He said, be ashamed, oh, tillers of Israel. Well, oh, vine dressers. For the wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field has perished, is the wind of dryness. Verse 12. Let's read together. The vine dries up. The fig tree languishes. Pomegranate, palm, and apple. All the field, trees of the field are dried up. And gladness dries up from the children of man. That shall no longer be our portion. Lift your hand and say, I come. I can't say, I come. And by the authority vested in me, in the name of Jesus, say, I come today in the name of Jesus. Say, every forces of dryness, say, I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. I take authority. I take authority. I bind every forces of dryness, every wind of dryness against my finances, every wind of dryness against my opportunities, every wind of dryness against my career, against my business. I bind you. I take authority over you now. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over every force of dryness. In the name of Jesus,
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Different reasons can be given for it. Different reasons. For people that do not have spiritual eye, it is because one government changed. It is because this happened. It is because that happened. You can have different excuses for it. But it is the force of dryness. Whatever turns your green land suddenly to a dry land is a spirit of dryness. We come today. Whatever is turning your fruitful ground into a wilderness, we take authority over them. 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 We bind them in the name of Jesus. Come right here. Say, dryness be over. Say, in the name of Jesus. Say, dryness, dryness, dryness be over. I take authority over every forces of dryness. Dryness be over. Be over, be over. Every forces of dryness bringing losses unto me. Be over, be over. Be over, be over. Be over, be over. Be over, be over. I take authority. Labakatata labakatala. Rebeke riakatala. Mayakata labaka riakata. Ebekete lebako riakata. Rebeke riakatata. Mariakata. Yashata labakata. I take authority. I take authority. Hear the word of the Lord. No more dryness. No more dryness. No more dryness. I come in the name of Jesus and I decree to you, no more dryness, no more dryness. I take authority. Can I hear you say, say every wind of dryness blowing against my family, I take authority over you. Lose your hold, lose your hold, lose your hold, lose your hold. Every forces of dryness, every wind of dryness against my finances, against my opportunities, I take authority against you, over you, in the name of Jesus. I come against you, in the name of Jesus. I take authority. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Listen to me. Authority is like a key. That's why he said, I will give you the keys of a kingdom. See, Yoruba people say, no decides the open door. Now the person will get key, the open door. It doesn't matter if the person is 1 year old. If he has the keys, he opens the door. Authority is key that opens doors that hitherto cannot be opened. Because you come in there. Do you know that there are some places you want to go to, they will not open the door. When you now say, I am from Mr. So-and-so, what do? They open the door for you. Because his name carries an authority that opened us. Did you remember that it was said, written that in the name of Jesus, every knee must bow of things in heaven, of things on earth, of things under the earth. So wherever the forces are, is it heaven, is it earth, is it under the earth, hell, anywhere, they all bow to the name of Jesus. Are you in church? You know, any small thing, you say, Jesus, Jesus. So you don't even know the authority in that name. Say, I come in the name of Jesus and I take authority. Are you here? I'm teaching you things that will deliver you. Come in the name of Jesus and I take authority. We come in the name of Jesus as a church and we take authority against everything called dryness. Everything called dryness. We take authority over you. In the name of Jesus. Let the rain of opportunity begin to fall. Let there be rain. Let there be showers. Let the blessing of Lord fall upon us. Let the blessing of Lord fall upon us. Let there be showers of blessing. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear your amen? So the wind brings dryness. The rain brings a blessing. Whatever dryness has taken away from your life, let the wind restore them. Let the rain restore them sevenfold. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So you are getting to know why we pray in the name of Jesus.
Because that is the authority. That's why it's not good for you to be taking the name of the Lord in vain. Just mention his name anyhow. Any small, Jesus, everywhere. As if not a joke. It is a key that hell bows you, that earth bows you, that the heavens bow to you. Let the rain of opportunities be going to come in your direction. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' mighty name we pray. The second, that's the forces of God. The second demonic forces, you won't take authority over our wasters. I've had cause to take time to teach this in the past, in the church. But we need to mention and take that. You know, you can have things and something just come and waste them. The forces, the wasting forces are demonic forces that allows you to gather, but they come and they waste them. Whatever is a waster in your life, we take authority over them. Lift your right hand and say, whatever. I didn't hear, say whatever. And whoever is a waster in my life, I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. Say, I come in the name of Jesus and I take authority over the waster, over waster, over wasters, over wasters. I come in the name of Jesus. I take authority over every waster in my life. I come in the name of Jesus. I take authority over every waster. I come in the name of Jesus. I bind every waster. I bind every waster. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Isaiah 54, 16 to 17. Isaiah 54, 16 to 17. I am the one that have created the smiths. Quickly, please, I beg you. Behold, I have created the smiths who blows fire of coals and produces a weapon for his purpose. And I have created the what? The ravager to destroy. Wow. Wow. Ravager. In King James, the word used there is a waster. Give me in King James. King James. Wow. Ravager. Wow. 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 Every demonic force is ravaging anything you have gathered. We bind them. We take authority over them. Lift your hand and say, every demonic waster, every demonic ravager against my resources, I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. I bind you. I destroy you. I cut you asunder. I bind you. I destroy you. I cut you asunder. Every waster, every waster, every ravager, every demonic ravager, every demonic waster against my life, against my destiny, I bind you. I bind you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can I say in the name of Jesus, I bind the waster. Can I use that? I didn't hear you. Say that, let me hear you. Say that again, let me hear you. You are not speaking like a person of authority. Say that, let me hear you. Say that again. Say that again. Say that again. Say that angrily. In the name of Jesus, I bind the waster. I bind the waster. In the name of Jesus, I come by the authority. In the name of Jesus, I bind the waster. I bind the waster. I bind the waster. I bind the waster. In the name of Jesus, I come in the name of Jesus. I bind the waster. I bind the waster. I bind the waster. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Rihanna Magadala Makaria Gada. In the name of Jesus, we bind the waster. Lift your two hands up. Say, every waster assigned against this show. In the name of Jesus, I bind them. Can I pray? Say, every waster assigned against this church and its members. In the name of Jesus, we bind, we bind. I bind the waster. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seat. I just need you to know quickly that there are two dimensions of many things we do in church. And that can be found in what Paul said about Jesus. He said, Jesus, the wisdom and the power of God. So what we are doing now is using the power. But there's a wisdom part of it. For balance, there's a wisdom part of it. Because some of us are the wasters ourselves. You have to beware of your choices. Beware where you go. Beware what you do. Or else you'll be using the power dimension, and lack of wisdom will be bringing repetition of your problems. There are some things that does not need power dimension. They need wisdom dimension. Think about it. Go and change. Pastor, after all this prayer, you ask question, you ask that one. You discover the person is living in sin. He said, can we continue in sin that grace may abound? He said, God forbid. Wisdom tells you that when you pray this kind of prayer, you go and do something about your choices. Your mate sold with 3,000, 5,000. But you want to show that among your mates, you are a big boy. So your tailor is in, where is he? And then you sow 15,000. And you come and say, this one I'm sowing is 15,000. Did you see the packaging? Packaging, how much? 100 naira package. Well packaged. You are a waster. Wisdom must deliver you. Some things are not power. They are wisdom. Receive wisdom. Ah. That one is not like the other prayer we pray. I say, receive wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Now let's go. Deuteronomy 32:10. Fast, please. Look at this. I would have loved us to read from verse 8, but let's stay here. Talking about how God found Israel. He said, he found him in the desert land. Remember the desert land. Desert is a place of dryness. Did you remember that? He found him in the desert land. And in the waste, all in wilderness, he led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his hand. When he found it there, he did not use power. Instruction, wisdom was given to him. Can we lift our two hands up? Say, oh Lord. I can say, oh Lord, by your wisdom and instruction, deliver me from every wasting situation. Can we pray in the name of Jesus? Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me from every wasting situation. In the name of Jesus. Deliver me. Deliver me from every desert. By your wisdom, by your instruction, arise and deliver me. Arise and relocate me. By wisdom. By wisdom. By wisdom, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Because of our time, let's move forward. Nahum 2:2. Okay. I thought you would not get there on time, so I'll just say Nahum. And that will make you get there quickly. Can we read together? I'm interested in this. Let's go. For the Lord has turned away the excellency of Jacob as the excellency of Israel. Now, slowly, let's go. For the emptiers have emptied them out and marred. Whatever is emptying you, we take authority over them. Lift your right hand up as a man of authority. And under them, say, I come in the name of Jesus. Say, every emptier in my life, I take authority over you. In the name, can I pray in the name of Jesus? I come by the authority in the name of Jesus. And I take control, authority over every emptier in my business. Every emptier in my house. Every emptier in my home. Every emptier in my career. I take authority over them. I take authority. I take authority over every empty, over every empty, over every empty, over every empty, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I suspect there are some people that end well, but the emptier has put them into debt. You might have a job that everybody envies you, but they don't know you are in debt. It's a work of the emptier. When I was in the bank, the first people that I knew that have houses were all drivers. We that wear suits and pocket and do big boys, none of us at that time, none have every anything, nothing. It is not by position. It is not by how much you earn. You can earn a million and empty as you empty it. Empty with sickness. Empty with, they can surround you with people that are having problems. So every time they are calling for problems, they'll just be emptying it. I come today. We come. Lift your right hand and say, I come. You are not angry. No. Say, I come. By the name of Jesus. Say, by the authority in the name of Jesus. I take authority over every emptier. Over every emptier. Over every emptier. In my life. In my business. In my destiny. I take authority. I come in the name of Jesus. And I take authority over every emptier. I take authority over every emptier. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Go back to where I started from. Luke 10, 17 to 19. I just want to remind you of some ways you can pray. Lord, so when I say I take authority, you can take the authority in different ways. Say, I take authority. Be subjected to me in the name of Jesus. Are you here? Where I take authority. Fall like lightning. Verse 18. Fall like lightning from heaven. And I hear Satan as lightning fall from heaven. The third one, I take authority. I trample. And do you understand? So we read scripture for a reason. We don't have to explain. You just need wisdom and understanding to do many things. Do you understand? So when I say we take authority, I take authority. I trample upon you in the name of Jesus. I take authority. Fall like lightning. In the name of Jesus, I take authority. From today, be subjected unto me. In the name of Jesus. Are we here? Can we try that first on the emptier? Lift your right hand up. Say, I take authority over every emptier in my life. Anything empty in my life of joy, of happiness. Anything empty in my marriage. Empty in my marriage of resources, of joy. Anything empty in my family of resources, of opportunities. I take authority. Be subjected to me. I take authority over you. In the name of Jesus. Be subjected to me. Fall like lightning. In the name of Jesus. Fall like lightning. In the name of Jesus. I trample upon you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Nahum 2:2, ESV. ESV. Oh, can we read this? Girl, beautiful. Look at the translation. Beautiful. Let's go. For the Lord is restoring the majesty of Abiodun as the majesty of Alibite. for plunderers have plundered them, and ruin will come by the authority of law. Anyone that has been plundered, anyone that has been ruined, let there be a restoration of your glory and your majesty. By the authority in the name of Jesus, we restore your glory. We restore your majesty. We restore your glory. We restore your majesty. We restore your glory. We restore your majesty. We restore you above where you fell from. You didn't hear that. We restore you above the position from which you have fallen. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. Have your seat. Let's move forward. Let's take one or two more. Judges 2, 14 to 16. King James. Or any translation. Judges 2, 14. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel. And he delivered them into the hands of spoilers that spoiled them. And he sold them into the hands of their enemies round about, so that they could no longer stand before their enemies. Please don't learn the hard way. I want to ask for mercy for everybody here. Many of us were blessed by the Lord in the past. We didn't know how to administer the blessings of God upon our life. We took it as something for me, myself, and I. You enjoyed it alone. You did not remember God. And then the spoiler came. Now you are praying like Esau for restoration. But at that time, you never paid a single person's school fees. At that time, you never gave anybody a gift. You never paid your tithe. Your offerings were crumbling one. So there was no protection for you. I ask for everybody in church that has fallen from where they are, let the mercy of God speak for you. In the name of Jesus. You see, in this story we are reading, it is the Lord himself that delivered them into the hands of the enemy. I pray for everyone here. Anyone that the word of the Lord is working against, anyone that any prophetic word is working against here, I ask that the mercy of the Lord shall speak for you. I ask that the mercy of God shall speak for you. I ask for the mercy of God shall speak for you. In the name of Jesus. Now, the same way picture of God doing this is the same thing that the devil does. So we are going to take authority. Look at this. And he delivered them into the hands of a spoiler. Say spoilers. Say, I come in the name of Jesus. Say, I come in the name of Jesus. I can't hear you. Say, I come in the name of Jesus. Say, I come by the authority of the Lord. Say, I take authority over every spoiler in my life, in my destiny. Say, I take authority. I take authority over every spoiler. Over every spoiler. I take authority. I take authority. I take authority. I take authority over every spoiler. Let them fall like lightning. In the name of Jesus, I trample upon them. In the name of Jesus, they are subjected to me. In the name of Jesus, I take authority. Let them bow. Let them be buried. Let them be destroyed. I come in the name of Jesus. I take authority over every spoiler. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Whoever sold you into the hands of the enemy, we come by the authority in the name of Jesus. We come by the authority in the name of Jesus. Whoever has been sold cheaply into the hand of the enemy, by the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, by the word of the Lord, by the power of the Holy Ghost, you are delivered today. In the name of Jesus. The person I'm praying for is not saying amen yet. the name of Jesus. Sow them into the hand of the enemy. Stretch forth your hand here. Every mental affliction, every mental health problem, I pray by the hand of the Lord, let there be healing for you now. In the name of Jesus, I speak to your spirit. I speak to your soul. I speak calmness to your spirit. I speak calmness to your soul. I speak calmness to your spirit. I speak calmness to your soul. In the name of Jesus, every form of headache. What's the name of his headache that is sight? Yeah. Anyone suffering from migraine here? Labakaria badedebokoria. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing now. In the name of Jesus, every affliction of the spoiler in the name of disease, every disease that is a spoiler, let them be destroyed today. In the name of Jesus, lift your hand and say, I take authority over every disease, any sickness that is a spoiler in my life. I take authority. I come in the name of Jesus. You are subjected to him. Fall like lightning. I tread upon you. I trample upon you. In the name of Jesus, I take authority. I take authority. I come in the name of Jesus. I take authority over every pain, every spoiler, every suffering, every spoiler. I take authority. I take authority over you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Malachi 3:11. Another one. Let me take that as the last one. Or second to the last, I saw one thing I would like to take. I will rebuke the devourer. But you know what? What do you remember? What brought the devourer? They were not paying their tithe. The devourer is a force of demonic losses. It just comes, takes away everything. But the Lord said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Lift your two hands up. Say, I take authority. Say, in the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over every devourer operating in my life. Say, I take authority. I come in the name of Jesus. I take authority over every devourer operating in my life. I come in the name of Jesus. I take authority over every devourer operating in my life. I bind them. I destroy them. Every devourer. I come in the name of Jesus. Rabakaria kata labakaria kata. I come in the name of Jesus. And I take authority over every devourer oppressing in my business, oppressing in my family, oppressing in my body. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You know, anybody that eats very well, they call him a devourer. He just divorced everything. Wham. So in the twinkling of an eye, the thing empties. Yorubas call such things agbano. You just enter. Take away everything. The devourer eats up. The devourer burns up. The devourer consumes. So the oppression of the devourer looks like a person that is very hungry, that eats quickly. The oppression of the devourer is like the oppression of fire that burns things quickly. You know there are some fires. When you see the fire, by the time you run out to call people fire, by the time people come, everywhere, that's how a devourer operates. They consume. Stretch forth your hand here. Every devourer operating in the work of your hands, we come today. I come today as a priest in this house, as a child of God, as a child of God, as a child of God. I come today and I take authority over those devourers for you. In the name of Jesus, we bind those devourers. In the name of Jesus, we bind those devourers. In the name of Jesus, let them be bound up. Let them be tied down. In the name of Jesus, let them be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Every devourer in your work, every devourer in your body, let the fire of the Lord consume them. We take authority over them. We bind them and cast them out of your lives. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. Lift your hands up again. To every devourer, Manda Libo Korea. I want you to pray for yourself. Say, I take authority over every devourer concerning the work of my hands. Every devourer operating in my life, in my career, in my business, I take authority. Every devourer operating in the life of my children, every devourer operating in the life of my spouse, I take authority over them. I take authority over them in the name of Jesus. I take authority in Jesus mighty name, we are prayed. A car can be made a devourer. A child can be made a devourer. Anything can be made a devourer. It will just be spending your money. It will be spending your money. It will be spending your money. Some people's cars are not cars. They are devourers. Anytime you see them, they are in mechanical. In fact, some know all the wire. The car is a devourer. And you know what? Once you start using a car, if something happens to the car and something happens to your body, guess what? Who will you spend money on first? You will spend money on the car first. You will forget the body. You will think that the car will carry the body anywhere. Your house can be a devourer. It can be leaking anyhow. You'll be spending different things every time. A member of your family can become a devourer. Sick all the time. One problem or the other. Arrested today. Something tomorrow is a devourer. Lift your two hands up. Say, any devourer in any area of my life. Say, I take authority over you. I take authority in the name of Jesus. I refuse my possessions to become a devourer. I refuse the blessing of the Lord to become a devourer. Everything that God has given me, say, shall not become a devourer. I take authority. I take authority over every devourer. I take authority over every devourer. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Anyone with a pit open anywhere, and they are throwing your possession inside it. Anyone where a bottomless pit has been opened for, that they are throwing your blessings into it. We take authority over that pit. Let there be a restoration of anything that belongs to you in that pit. Let there be a recovery for you. Let there be a recovery for you. Let there be a recovery for you. Man, let there be a recovery for you, man. Let there be a recovery for you, man. Let there be a recovery for you, man. Whoever is spending your money spiritually, whatever you are earning physically that is being spent spiritually, that devourer, let the fire of the Lord consume them. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Lord consume the devourer. Let the fire of the Lord consume the devourer. In the name of Jesus, you are released from the tentacles of the devourer. Lift your two hands up. Say, I am released from the tentacles of any devourer. Say, I am released, I am released, I am released, I am released from the tentacles of every devourer. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Joel 1 verse 4. Joel 1 verse 4. Can we read together? You know, this is the situation of some people. And we need to handle that before we leave. I leave here. We'll just handle it with Exodus 10:19. We'll handle it with Exodus 10:19. But let's read it. That which the palm worm have left, the locusts have eaten. That which the locusts have left, the canker worm has eaten. And that which the canker worm has left, is faced with many cantankerous forces, destroying him from every angle. Stretch forth your hand here. I ask that the mercy of the Lord will speak for everybody in the house. Every locust invasion in your life and your finances, every invasion of locusts, every invasion of a palmer worm, every invasion of a locust, every invasion of a canker worm, every invasion of a caterpillar, let the wind of the Lord blow them away now. In the name of Jesus. Exodus 10:19. You are going to stand up and pray this last prayer as I leave this place. One of the plagues that God sent to Egypt was to send locusts. And the locusts ate everywhere. I don't know. I'm not sure many of you know what locusts is. Abuja people, you don't know what locusts is. When I was in the secondary school, we used to have invasion of locusts. You would see locusts everywhere. Before 3 days or 1 day after, they don't finish everything. Everything. By the time you come back, everything has disappeared. God sent that to Egypt. And when God wanted to clear it, he cleared it with what is on the screen. And that's what we are going to clear every locust in our life with. Can we read that together? I say, everybody be on your feet in church. Everybody. Can we read Exodus 10:19? Let's go. And the Lord turned a mighty strong wind, which took away the locusts and cast them into Red Sea. There remained not one locust in all the coast. Put it in ESV. By the time we finish praying now, there will be no locust in your family again. In the name of Jesus. Let's read in ESV and we pray. And the Lord turned the wind into a very strong west wind, which lifted the locusts and drove them into the Red Sea. Not a single locust was left in all the country. The blessings that will begin to foresee us after these prayers will be uncountable. Lift your right hand and let's pray. Say, west wind of the Lord. Say, blow away every locust, every palmer worm, every canker worm, every caterpillar oppressing in my life. Say, west wind of the Lord. Blow them away, blow them away. In the name of Jesus. Blow, 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 blow. Blow, 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 blow. Oh, Lord, arise. Send your west wind. Blow away, blow away. Blow away, blow away. Blow away, blow away. Blow away, blow away. Rabakaria kata. Oh, Lord, arise, arise. Arise, arise. Send your west wind. Blow away, blow away. Anything representing the locust. A canker worm, a palmer worm, a caterpillar in my life. Blow them away, blow them away. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We'll pray two more times. Lift your two hands up. Say, oh God, arise. Send your west wind and take away and blow away every locust, every palmer worm, every canker worm, every caterpillar. Oppressive in my life, in my career, in my business, in my marriage. Blow them away, 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 blow them away. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The canker worm can waste your years. Can waste your years. It can waste your opportunities. It can waste your resources.
He can turn a man to a nobody in the twinkling of an eye. But by the power of the west wind, whatever represents a low cost in your life, let the west wind of the Lord blow them away. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear a believing amen in the house? In the name of Jesus. From today, not a single locust remains in your family. Not a single caterpillar remains in your family. Not a single cankerworm remains in your family. Not a single palmerworm remains in your family. Not a single devourer remains in your family. Not a single spoiler remains in your family. Not a single MTR remains in your family. In the name of Jesus, no more dryness in your life. Let the words of the Lord blow them away. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.